All right, everybody.
Welcome
Tyson
back.
And friends. What is this, 23?
22 or 23?
I think last time was 22. It's 23 now.
Okay.
Your Sega Dreamcast podcast.
We're sailing along here with our podcast numbers. So, tonight we have some special things planned.
Yep. We're going to play Sega Dreamcast.
Yeah. We're going to do some DC. And Shenmue is probably going to be one I play.
Let's see, because I've been spending the whole month just pretty much playing Sega Dreamcast.
That's awesome, man.
And then I've been talking, and you're like, oh, we have to play it.
Yeah, seeing you talk about it, like, gave me the itch, because there was just so many fun games on this system.
Yep, it was a good system. I went and I played through Phantasy Star Online.
Did you actually beat that one?
Yeah. I should call it Phantasy Star Offline.
You can still play that one, like, one player, though. Like, yeah. It's a great game.
I played it one player, and you could definitely tell it was designed for multiple people.
Yeah, it was.
Because some of those enemy encounters and things, it's like, this is just too much.
Yeah, you kind of need, like, a friend or two or three.
Yeah, but, I mean, it was fun. You know, it was definitely a roller coaster of, like, all right, this is awesome, and, oh, boy, this is frustrating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a challenge. Like, I remember getting that game because my Dreamcast was gone when I came home from my mission, and so, like,
yeah,
I was like, I had a real, like, I was jonesing to play that game. And then I realized, wait, it's out on the Dreamcast, and I never got a chance to even play the Dreamcast, so I might as well just buy one. So I bought a Dreamcast, used, got the network device to go with it, and then me and Mike Hansen played that game.
Yeah.
Played it, online. Like,
I remember I played...
There was a server or something that we found that was keeping it going. And so we could play and connect to each other.
The Sega servers were still up at that time.
I don't know.
Yeah, they were.
I think we found they were not.
Mm-hmm. They.
But either way, like, we went on a private server of some sort that we found. We just typed in, like, the IP address, and we went there, and we played, like, through the whole, I think, episode one.
Yeah, because I remember when you were playing, I played online with you guys once, and you gave me, like, someone gave me their mag.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were, like, because my mag was all scrawny, because it was, you know, like, level 1 mag. It's like, here's just, like, level 200 mag.
Nice. So you had it on Dreamcast.
Yeah.
But we were playing it on GameCube. So did it cross-platform?
No. But they did release it on the GameCube, though.
Yeah, that's the one I bought a GameCube
I played it with you and the other guys on the Dreamcast, or...
Yeah, that must have been, like, before my mission, like, a long time ago. That probably
Because I know you had a Dreamcast before you went on your mission.
Yeah. Yeah, David ended up selling it for drug money.
Mm-hmm. Kidding. Sounds... No.
Other games. Like, he wanted to buy new games. And I think he even wrote me on my mission to make sure it was okay, and I said it was okay, but then... Both of us regretted it later. We're both like, oh, why did we do that? The Dreamcast was such a cool system.
Yep.
I since have bought a Dreamcast, but I have no games to play on it. So I need to either borrow them or collect them from you, or I don't know.
Well, good news is, like I kind of mentioned earlier today, is, you know, at least piracy's easy on the Dreamcast if you want to go that route.
I guess if you want to hack the system, right?
Yeah. Well, they have an SD card reader. You can put in the system now.
Oh, the little, an SD card reader?
Yeah, it replaces the GD-ROM drive in it.
You mean like people are manufacturing the Dreamcasts with different parts in it?
No, they're someone's made an SD card that replaces the drive.
Oh.
So you just hook that up instead of having the GD-ROM drive in there.
So here we are, looking in Tyson's Dreamcast bin.
Yep.
And since we're going to be playing it tonight, I was going to be looking through these to.
Yeah.
And I thought it might be fun to kind of look through them, the titles. And...
Yeah. We'll make sure to play different games in our last Dreamcast video.
Yeah. This one, Virtua Tennis, believe it or not, was a game I used to play. I had it, and that was way fun.
I bought that game just this week. I got it like a week ago, yeah.
It's a fun game.
Yeah, I played it. Like, I'm not a big sports guy.
You don't have to be. That
but
game's well made.
I played Virtua Tennis, and I'm like, this is fantastic.
It's a fun game. They did well on it, and you don't even have to like tennis. And you got this one, Ready to Rumble. You've got that
last week. Yeah, last week as well. I played a few matches, and it just didn't grab me.
It's kind of challenging, but yeah. I am going to try that because I was excited when you started
talking. I love watching other people play it, though.
He's also got Tomb Raider, The Last Revelation, yep. Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Marvel vs. Capcom 2. The funny thing is I've been playing a lot of the old fighting games on the Dreamcast. Uh-huh. They were hard.
They're hard, though, but they're good.
Yeah, like, fighting games today, super easy.
Really?
Yeah.
Against the AI?
Yep.
Well, and then this was Third Strike Street Fighter 3.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I never even played that one. Sonic Adventure 2, which I did play that one a little bit.
I got, like, halfway through it, and I gave up. I didn't like it as much as the first one. No, I just got stuck on one of the Knuckle levels, you know, where you have to go around and find the gym.
I don't even think I got to the Knuckle levels.
And I there was this one level where I got stuck trying to find this gym, and I was just like, I'll try it later, and I just never went back to the game.
Do you have the gun?
Yeah.
To play...
But it's not going to work.
To play Dead... What's it called? The
House of the Dead 2?
House of the Dead 2.
Yeah, the guns should be in there, but they're not going to work.
Awesome.
That was a good game.
They did really good on that for the Dreamcast. Like, I played hours of that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're totally going to try Sonic Adventure,
well,
this game.
We played Sonic Adventure last time.
Oh. So. Wait, we did?
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember playing it.
Well, one of us played it.
Well, then we'll play this off the recording. Maybe, if there's time.
Who cares? We'll just...
I want to try it, because I don't remember playing it. He's got Crazy Taxi. I had this game. That was fun.
I had fun with it.
Something new. Ghost Blade.
Yeah.
It's a new fan-made. Yeah. Fan-made.
I played it. I just had a hard time seeing the game.
Well, I can see why you got the game.
Well, it's... trust me. What's on the cover and what's in the game are completely different.
Okay.
I'll just say that.
And there's one of the best games on it. Phantasy Star Online. Such a good game. This, I saw, this game is worth, like, at least $100 used.
It's crazy what some of those games are going for.
Don't lose that one. Hang on to that.
Oh, I'm not giving away any of these Dreamcast games. I'm going to have those things buried with me when I die.
Oh, man.
Well, really, if I pass away, then my sister's kids will probably take them.
I don't remember playing Mortal Kombat Gold very much.
I liked it.
Was it like Mortal Kombat 4?
Yeah, it's an enhanced version of Mortal Kombat 4.
Okay.
It's just got more characters and stuff.
I liked Mortal Kombat 4.
Me too.
I played it on the N64 a lot. So I may be trying that one out.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I think it's a fun game.
Oh, and I remember playing Dead or Alive 2. I remember this game.
That one's fun.
Yeah.
That's one I also got
Power
this week.
Stone.
Yeah, I bought that also like last week. Not a fan.
Really?
Yeah.
It was just kind of fun
with
four players.
It's just too chaotic for me.
It's a lot going on.
It's the problems I have with Smash Brothers. Why I don't really like Smash Brothers, because that game's very chaotic.
I want to play Web Browser 2.0, guys.
Yeah. Justin, yeah. chef's kiss.
Web Browser 2.0.
I don't even think that thing would even be able to load up a web page nowadays.
Probably not. We should try that just for fun.
I don't have a dial-up.
Real fishing. Account. Wild.
Yeah,
you use like the fishing.
The fishing rod, yeah, that came when I bought the fishing rod and a bunch of fishing games.
I think we tried this, did we?
We did Sega Bass Fishing.
Like my kids.
Oh.
Or I don't know. We tried some fishing game when they were over here, I think. Giga Wing 2.
That one's awesome.
Hmm.
It's a shoot 'em up. It's real fun.
And then NFL 2K1.
Yep.
Whoa.
I got that when I bought my backup Dreamcast.
That's old. Old school, man. And Daytona USA,
one as much as the Saturn one.
You're saying House of the Dead 2 wouldn't work with the gun?
Well, the guns don't work on modern TVs.
They use the CRT to, like, orient themselves
or
something?
Yeah, I guess, I don't know how it is. I don't know if it's just a light thing where the TV doesn't put out, you know.
So you'd have to use the controllers.
Yeah.
Which is not as fun.
No.
At all. Oh, yeah, I played this one. World Series Baseball 2K1. The Sega sports games weren't bad, man.
Sega did make, yeah, they made some very popular sports games back in the day.
They did a pretty good job. And then here was NBA 2K1. Now we're up to NBA 2K21.
Yeah, probably more than, there's a lot.
There's a ton of them. Sega Marine Fishing.
Probably came with my fishing controller.
Oh, Space Channel 5. This was fun.
I had fun with that game, but as you know, I got, like, no music abilities.
It's kind of like one of like, those that
I got no rhythm, so I can't play that game to save my life.
Yeah, you go with the music and stuff. Dude, Soul Reaver was so good.
I had fun with it. I was playing it for the YouTube channel that one time, but and I had to stop because dark. It was so dark. Yeah. I couldn't see.
I kind of want to see it just for that, just to see if it's dark. Maybe we can mess with your TV settings and see.
Well, the problem is the TV's not, you know, I have it going into the capture card on the computer, so.
Tomb Raider Chronicles. I don't know if I ever tried that on the Dreamcast.
Well, you can today.
Tomb Raider Chronicles. Well, maybe we will. Oh, Tyson, the original web browser.
Yep, web browser 1.0.
Oof, that's tempting, Tyson.
I remember how cool it was just to browse the web on my TV with the Dreamcast.
Oh, yeah. I had Code Veronica as well. This was a great game.
Have you played that? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I tried recently going through that on the Dreamcast, and I made it to disc 2, but then I had to stop because of how dark it was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never remember the game being that dark, because, again, I beat this game when it came out, and I remember being able to see everything, but playing it now, and I sent you that screenshot where it was, like, almost all black.
Yeah, that there's something with the older weird TVs.
Which I don't know if it's the TV or my capture equipment or some of the converters I'm using.
Soul Calibur was a great
game. Soul Calibur was great. Still great.
The first one. I played through that. So good.
And that was a launch game, too, for us.
Such an amazing game on the Dreamcast. Yep. The graphics were just... I was so impressed.
Yeah.
Because I remember, like, when the Dreamcast came out, and that was... I was playing that at home. There wasn't a PlayStation yet. PlayStation 2. Mm-hmm. There wasn't an Xbox yet. Dreamcast was it. Like... It was the first 128-bit system at home. And it was so far ahead of the other systems that I was blown away.
Yeah.
Like, the graphics, I was like, holy crap, we're playing games with better graphics than in the arcade.
Yep.
It was the first time that scale had tipped in history. That the game looked better at home than it did in the arcade. Yeah. So that was, like I say, the tipping point when Coin-op arcade... like joints started going downhill.
Yeah, they started going like at least here in the U.S. the late 90s the arcades
just
went down because home consoles were getting better and better.
Yeah, and they're like, why go spend money and put 25-50 cents in there per game? You're just coughing up all these coins and it's so expensive, it adds up.
Yep.
And for what? I can get games that are better than that at home.
Yep.
Oh, dude. Echo. The thing is, I won't play Echo just because...
You played it last video.
I played it so much.
You played it last video, too, so...
Yeah, I think I did. But it's by far my
favorite. I never got far into Echo. Like, all I did was just kind of, like, jump in and out of the water, and I was like, okay, I got my fill.
It's very hard. The puzzles get very tricky in this game, and I did beat it. But it took a lot of work. Once you get further in the game, it's, like, ridiculous challenging. And we didn't have, like, the internet. Well, we did, but there wasn't, like... It wasn't the same then.
No.
You couldn't just go searching around for, like, a guide to a game
online. You could, but, like, the chance of a guide being there was iffy. Because, again, like you said, this was at a different time in the internet.
Yep.
It wasn't like today where you can just hit up YouTube and be like, yep.
First Marvel versus Capcom.
Yep, I think you played that
last game. Did we play Hydro Thunder?
Yep.
Okay. Well, this is such a great game. Hydro Thunder was so fun. And Jet Grind Radio, another one of my favorites.
Yep, you played that last time, too.
Can't play this on anything. So they came out with Jet Grind Radio on iOS a few years back. That was like 5 years back, I want to say, maybe more. And then they updated iOS, and they never made it compatible again. So it's like, really pisses me off when they update your operating system, and then the developer of a game doesn't upgrade there, so like now I'm screwed, can't play that game ever again. I mean, I guess I could get the Dreamcast and play it on that, but
you have a Dreamcast classic. So
I do, I just need to somehow I would take this and I could hook it up. I think I have a Dreamcast. Did I give it away?
I don't know.
I think I bought one and then I went to like a GameStop and sold it because I wasn't playing it because I didn't have any games.
No, you have to check to see if you have it.
Yeah, I know I have the GameCube still. So, I'm going to set this one right there, just in case. These are the ones for sure going to play.
Well, some of them you've probably already played last video.
Probably. We can play some of them offline. But what a cool system. Like, Dreamcast was a fun system.
I enjoyed it. It's my third favorite system of all time. My favorite Sega system.
What's your first and second?
Super Nintendo and N64. Not counting, like, this is just counting consoles.
Mm-hmm.
If you're putting gaming devices, like, PC would be number one. Everything would be, like, shifted down a number, but...
Yeah. Because you can really spiff up your PC.
Yep. But speaking of consoles, my top three would be Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64, and then Dreamcast.
It's crazy. So, like, talking about that, even with how advanced these systems have gotten, and all the graphical power and processing power, you still like a 16-bit console from the 90s
more. One of the big reasons is the games feel complete back then.
Yeah.
Like, not only do they feel complete, but like Super Mario World, I can play that. It plays just the same as it did when it came out as it does now.
It's a classic, man.
You know, and the problem with games nowadays is they change so much because of patches. Games are released broken.
Oh, yeah.
Like, one game I'm playing with some friends, and it's a fun game. It's an online-only game. It's called Dead by Daylight. I probably talked about it before on one of the other podcasts. It's one of those games where there's, like, a killer, and then there are survivors. You can either play as a survivor or a killer. Survivors have to, you know, survive. Killer has to kill.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, it's one of those games where it's got, like, a cash shop thing to it.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like, okay, not only does it cost, like, $20 to play the game, but then there's story packs you get that
you don't
cost,
do both.
Like... Yeah, there's story packs you buy that go from, like, $7 to $12. So
I just think it's awkward when you charge people for your game, and then you've got in-app crap, like, that they buy too.
Yeah.
I'm okay with DLCs, but when you have, like, the stuff you can buy inside the game, it seems like, no, you can't be doing both of these. You choose one or the other. Like, make it a freemium game, put the in-app crap in there. Make it a paid game, you give me everything.
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
Yeah. And see, the cool thing about Dead by Daylight is they've been integrating a lot of other horror movies and horror games. Like, they recently put out a Resident Evil update to the game, where if you buy that, you get, like, Leon and Jill. And Jill has, like, her outfit from Resident Evil 3, but it costs real money to get.
That's
and
so
she's also got an outfit where it turns her into Claire Redfield, but that costs money to get.
They shouldn't make you pay money to get stuff. They should let you unlock it in the game.
Yeah, but you
that
have to...
That makes it more fun.
You have to go through the real cash shop to buy coins, which, again, it's one of those situations where you can never buy the exact coins you need. You always either have to buy, you know, you have to buy more than what you're going to use.
That's... And then, like, they're, you know, PUBG, I've talked about that one. It's like a mobile game. It's free, but there's all these, like, coins and currencies and weird treasure chests you open, and, like, they keep adding new currencies and little pieces of... of some device that you get enough of, and then you piece it together, and now you can unlock this chest, and it's like, dude, like, and then you can get this suit or even a shirt, and it's like, oh man, I want that shirt so bad, but then you don't even have anything close to that currency, like the cost of it, so you'd have to spend real money to get it, and I just think that's ridiculous. I mean, it's a free game, so the cool thing is, like, you can play the game fully without. That's just clothes.
Money.
It's just like clothes.
Yeah, but, you know, I hate how people kind of dismiss it like that. Like, oh, it's just cosmetic. But it's like, you know, for a lot of games, a lot of people, the cosmetic is a big part of the game.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to have in Dead by Daylight, have like the Jill costume from Resident Evil 3 or the Claire Redfield outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like, if you play the game and there's a character you like or the way they look you like it, that's a big part of the game.
Yeah. Well, like... When we were playing Diablo 3, me and David and some of the other guys, I liked, what do you call it when you go to your transmogging?
Yeah.
I like transmog, like, and they all make fun of me, like, oh, Justin's doing transmogs again. I'm like,
so? Like so?
I like to spiff up my outfit, and it's cheap.
If you like the look of how that armor is, that's a big part of the game.
And you get so much gold in the game that it's like...
Yeah, it's useless.
You know, like, spend it on something you like.
Yep.
Might as well.
Yep.
So,
again, that's why I just don't like people dismissing the cosmetic side of it. It's like, oh, it's just cosmetics. Like, yeah, but that's always a big part of the game for people.
Yeah. Speaking of Diablo, the other version's coming out soon.
The Diablo 2
remaster.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
I pre-ordered it so I could play the beta.
But I heard something about transmogs, like, in that game. Is that right?
I don't know. I haven't seen any transmog stuff.
Maybe I was misreading it, but I think it's what it was saying is like if you get Diablo 2, you unlock special transmog stuff for Diablo 3 if you have it.
Maybe. I don't know.
And so, like, I'll probably be buying it on the Switch, and I think it would unlock
Diablo 3. Well, it's cross-play, so we can always play.
Yeah. It's like you can play it from there, and I can play it on my Switch. Yep. What's cool is it sounds like they're finally releasing this on the Switch at the same time as everything else.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened in a while.
Yeah.
Like, that usually doesn't happen. The Switch gets everything later, right?
Yeah, but I just wish more companies would be more serious about the Switch.
Right.
Man, like, Resident Evil Village came out, and yeah, it's... I know it would take work to get it to work on the Switch, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like...
I don't know if it's that hard, actually, Tice.
Because the audience is there, you know?
You've got the game made. All they're doing is, like, converting it to, like, lower resolutions and
making tweaks in the performance. Well, there's a lot more than just... Well, there's more than tweaks in performance, like...
Sure, they're not rewriting the entire game.
True, true. But, like, parts of the engine would have to be changed. Mm-hmm. World geometry would have to be different. Like I said, it'd take work, but... Like you're saying, it's not... Like, I hate how everyone's like, oh, this game's impossible for the Switch.
It's not.
It's like, no.
They're doing it for other systems, so why can't you do it for the Switch?
Yeah. It's just because companies don't want to put in the work, or... Well, I think one big reason is, yeah, the work, but it's also that Nintendo's not doing anything to really entice those developers to come over. Like, Nintendo has that... I know your brother David has said it, like, Disneyland or whatever, you know? Like, Nintendo's Disney.
Uh-huh. It is kind of like Disney.
You know? And you don't think of, like, a R-rated movie for Disney, right? You're not like, oh, Disney's going to put out Predator, or, you know?
I mean, I am surprised at the App Store, though. Like, a lot of questionable-looking things are popping in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, close to porn-looking anime or something. You know, I'm just like, what is this?
Well, you know, sometimes Mickey, he's, you know... You know, things hit hard for him, and he's got to get that extra money, you know, pay the bills to Donald or whatever.
It's like these two scantily clad, like, anime girl characters, like almost about to make out on the cover of this game, and I'm just like, what? Like, kids are looking at this. This is just weird. But, you know, Nintendo's not making those games, to your point. They're just allowing these third-party developers to come in and do whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm going to move my mic down a little because...
Probably going to be this...
Well, I just see that it's, like, in the red when I'm talking. I hope that it's not blowing people's ears.
I generally will normalize the audio.
Okay.
So...
I kind of talk loud sometimes, so I need to just...
My voice just naturally booms, so, you know...
You have a booming voice.
I know.
By the way, my wife says that in the podcast, she says Tyson has a really good speaking voice.
No.
She's like, his voice is like perfect for podcasting.
No.
That comes from my wife.
Dude. Tyson does not like his voice.
Take the compliment and run with it.
Yeah.
So, that's all I say. And I think she's saying that it's better than my voice. I don't have as good of a podcasting voice, so.
I think your voice is better than mine, so.
It is true, though. Like, you listen to some people talk, like, in the mic, like, on YouTube videos or whatever. I've been watching a lot of, like, because I got a new job at Adobe, and there's, like, all these training videos I'm watching. Some people have, like, really, like, kind of, like, groggy and scratchy, kind of like me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard to listen to for too long. And then other people, like, their voice is, like, soothing almost.
Yep.
And you're like, wow. Like, his voice is like butter. Like, it put me to sleep.
Yeah, there's, like, the people I'm still on YouTube subscribed to for, like, Let's Plays, it's exactly that reason, like, their voice.
Yeah.
Like, there's guys I can put on, like, their YouTube videos, like, I'll fall asleep to them, like them, like, they'll be playing, like, Resident Evil, I'll be like, oh, man, I could just...
Yeah.
I could take a nap.
I know. Exactly. That's kind of what I mean, is there's some that are good and some that aren't, so...
Yeah.
Something to consider, like, because, you know... What are we going to do with these podcasts? Like, we've thought about trying to put them on, like, some sort of...
Yeah, we need to put it on, like, I have to do that one day. Just go through whatever you need to do for the steps for that or whatever.
Like, there's got to be some free way to do it. Like, we shouldn't really necessarily need to pay, but maybe. Maybe there's, like, a yearly fee we could pay or something to host it. Because, like, then they could upload it and have it available to the public.
Well, I think it would just point to our website. I don't know how those work.
Well, because I think if you used iTunes or for Apple's podcasting, mm-hmm. then I think you would pay like a subscription fee to Apple. But I don't know how much that is.
Yeah, I don't know. I like hosting my own stuff.
Yeah, you could. If there's something out there that lets you do that, and then it could get it like on a public site somehow.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we got to do, figure that out. But they're fun nonetheless. Whether you put these on something or not, I like doing them. I like recording them.
I just keep them in a vault, in my Disney vault. So 20 years from now, I'll be like, Tyson and Friends, episode 2 is coming out of the vault. Pre-order today.
Funny. Now on this new format.
Yeah. Now on vinyl.
Oh, man. So, okay, there was some other things. Let's see. Blizzard thing.
Oh, yeah. With the lawsuit. Yeah. I don't know if you heard. Did you hear that they fired, like, the Blizzard guy? But was it J. Allard Brack or something? Oh, I forget his name.
Like an executive?
Yeah, he was, like, the CEO of Blizzard.
You were saying that, like, they were, when we went to dinner, you mm-hmm. were, like, saying that someone was burning, like...
Yeah, apparently, like, the state of California has been adding to the lawsuit. I guess now they're adding contract workers to it. And I guess they've also been finding out that, like, Blizzard's been shredding documents, or Activision Blizzard's been shredding documents and things like that.
That's ridiculous.
And again, it makes me wonder, like, how is Activision Blizzard, the people, you know, like, the shareholders, investors, things like that, okay with Bobby Kotick running the company? Because his company, his ship is just full of rotten and corruption, garbage. You know? How would anybody be happy with that?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe the stock market says differently, and so that's all they care about, is making the money part.
Yeah, that's the thing is, the company makes a lot of money because they've got all the Blizzard stuff, like WoW, you know, even though WoW is nowhere near what it used to be, Blizzard still has, like, what, millions of subscribers at this point still?
They're still raking in dough. It's a cash cow.
They've got subscribers, they've got their cash shop. Overwatch has done really well, and that has, like, a cash shop for loot boxes. Diablo 3 has sold, I think, like, tens of millions, probably like 30-plus million, I think.
See, they've set up these games that can just be updated mm-hmm. and have, like, new features come out once in a while,
yep.
but then continuously be played, yep. right? Like, Fortnite is one of those for Epic, but think of Blizzard. They have many of these.
Yeah.
They've got... Diablo 3 is still going.
Yep, they got Overwatch. They got WoW. Yeah,
Hearthstone and WoW. So, like, they set up these cash cows, and they never run out of milk.
No. Nope.
It's like... I mean, one day they will, but for now, they just keep on doing it. And so, like, they're smart that way where it's like, let's set up another one because... But they got to be very careful when they do because, like, it's got to be some mm-hmm. good idea. It's got to be a really good game that's going to get people very interested. If you don't have a big fan base, no one's going to want to play that game.
But then part of the reason why they love that... It's part of the reason why Blizzard's in the name because Blizzard has that big community.
Yeah. Blizzard is definitely takes their time with games. Like
They used to.
Don't, yeah, well, and I don't know... Like, I can't speak to more modernly, but I just know, like, in the old StarCraft days and they took their time, like Diablo, it was mm-hmm. they always like they weren't in a rush to get that game out.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, the Blizzard that we knew that's
gone.
That we loved, they've been gone for like 15 years. It's, you know, one thing is like a lot of the old guard kept leaving. And now you're hearing about all the crappy things with that lawsuit about the old guard. Where it's like, I thought those guys used to be great, you know?
Yeah. Well, they've gotten new leadership and new people there, and so... Yep. How long has that Bobby Kotick guy, CEO, been there?
Oh, 20, maybe 20, 30 years. But again, he's been, like... Seriously, ever since he's been, like, the CEO of Activision, like, you can tell their PR has just been... And their name has just been dragged through the mud.
Yeah.
Like...
It's too bad.
But again, like you kind of say, you know, there's money making somewhere, so they're not going to get rid of them.
Kind of like with GameStop, like, we thought that they were going to die, right?
I know, and GameStop's never going to die.
But, like,
everybody says
they're holding
they will,
on,
but...
like, they're just, like, they're barely hanging up there. I can kind of see them, like, they're in quicksand. Yeah. And they're just hanging on to, like, this vine.
Yep.
That they're never sinking because they've got a vine there.
Yep. Well, like, years ago, I don't know if this deal is active, but, like, a year or so ago, they set up a deal with Microsoft where they would get a cut of the digital profits from games, mm-hmm. depending on how many, like, hardware units they sell of, like, Xboxes and
so,
stuff.
So, yeah, like you're saying, they've got to have something.
Yeah.
Something that's they're keeping them alive. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, they probably are more on top with revenue now that they have gotten rid of a lot of stores that maybe weren't making them as much money.
Yeah, well, that's one thing. A lot of people have been like, well, they're closing all these stores, where it's like, yeah, but they overexpanded way too much.
Yeah, that's like, probably true. So it was probably a smart move.
Yeah. There were malls that had two GameStops in it. Yeah. Two GameStops.
Well, and malls, I'll bet those cost more than their standalone shops.
Well, malls are all doing bad across the country because...
Yeah.
And like, the prices have generally been high, and
they cost too much, and during COVID, people weren't coming in.
Yep, but GameStop was raking it in during COVID.
So I'll tell you this, people don't go to the mall during COVID that much because things were closed or anyways. You go to the mall right now, and, like, half the stores are blocked up, you know? Yeah. Like, they're gone. And it's sad. I honestly think it's sad. And there's, like, the mall's empty. There's nobody in there. But... think about this. You go to... people are still having to go to Walmart and Target. So if your GameStop shop is next to Target or Walmart, are people going to go there? Probably. Yeah. They're going to go there after.
Well, the dollar stores. Those dollar stores have been doing well during the pandemic.
Because of me. My family's keeping them in business.
Hey, man, I love going to the dollar store.
Well, and there's this other... have you heard of this other store called Five and Below?
Uh-uh.
Or Five Below?
No.
It's like a dollar store, but for $5, right? Everything's $5 or lower. Mm-hmm. And everything is. Like, I mean, they have a few things that might not be, but, like, for the most part, it's kind of, like, separated in, like, $1, $2, $3, $4. And then electronic stuff are back in that corner. And, like, they've got phone cases. They've got electronic stuff, headsets, everything for, like, your computer or video game needs, like, $5 or less. All the candy is over here. It's like a teenager's delight.
That's why I love going to, like, the dollar stores. You go to their candy. It's like...
yeah.
It's all, like, theater box candy for a dollar.
It's funny. My stepdad has a funny thing he says. Like, he's like, isn't it a great feeling you walk into a dollar store and you can say, I can buy anything in this store.
Yep.
I can afford it all.
Oh, the best part is like, my sister's kids, they're at their age where you can take them to dollar store and be like, get whatever you want. And they just love it.
Yeah, here, pick out two items or whatever. And they love it. It's like...
yep.
It definitely won't be breaking the bank. It's a dollar.
No. Nope.
Yeah, they are doing well because, I mean, you think about unemployment too, like during COVID, like a lot of people have lost their jobs. So people are having to like rethink how much they spend and try to go more frugal.
Yep. One thing that's, you know, kind of surprised me is like you see all these places now trying to get people to join them for like $15 an hour.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, so before you were paying people minimum wage, but now you're paying them $15 an hour. It's like, so were these businesses just choosing not to pay people well?
Well, the states are having, a lot of them are changing their law to have minimum wage raised. Mm-hmm. Like in Utah, it might go up to $15 an hour.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. Like, before that, like, fast food jobs, you get, like, minimum wage.
Yeah.
But now McDonald's is, like, $15 an hour.
Yeah, McDonald's right there is paying $15
an hour. Yeah, so like, could McDonald's always have paid those people $15? Did they just choose not to keep them poor so they would, you know?
What's happening is I think there's pressure being put on like these bigger corporations that if they don't, then they're terrible companies, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I can't believe it. You are basically encouraging slavery. Like they'll bring it to that level, man. They'll be like, you're paying people such a low wage. And so they feel pressured. They feel forced to like, well, I guess I have to pay my employees $15 an hour then. And so they do. In these bigger cities, like, they can get away with lower wages in, like, some podunk towns.
Yeah.
Where everybody's getting paid less. But, like, in the bigger towns, like, you go to... when we went to... when we were driving to Kansas, all the bigger cities we went through, like Denver and stuff, they were paying more. But... you could see signs. Like,
well, the thing
we're
is,
hiring $15 an hour.
Those places also have a higher cost of living too.
Right, that's so the other reason.
It's like New York, like $100,000. It's not. Well, it's not as big as you think.
And you have to consider inflation is always going up too. So like, Utah's economy is changing rapidly right now. So like, people are people are leaving their jobs because they're not getting paid, and people aren't giving raises because they're stingy, like my previous employer, which is a part of the reason I left them. Like, I was doing so much work, and I never got raises. Like, so, I'm like, well, I'm jumping ship, and I love you guys. You've been good to me, but this other place is going to pay me more. So,
but I'm sure upper management always got raises, right?
They do, and they get performance bonuses and stuff, but, like, the peons down below, mm-mm. So, like, the cost of living is going up. Lots of people are moving here. Things are changing fast, and inflation's happening quick. So, yeah, that's also attributes to the minimum wage. Like, my son, he just got a job at, like, one of those soda places. Mm-hmm. And it's just a little soda shop, but he's probably going to be making only $7.50 an hour. Mm-hmm. And to me, I don't really care. Like, to me, it's not about the money that my teenager is working for. I want him to learn how to work. Mm-hmm. I want him to learn skills of hard work, and that you don't just get anything for free in life. Like, nope. You got to work for it. And I don't want him to ever learn that people are just going to hand you stuff, like handouts, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I want him to learn that you have to work for things. Mm-hmm. Now, you have a different scenario, obviously, like, you know.
Hey, I worked when I could. So,
right. You did work, and you know what hard work takes. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, like, paying the bills and stuff, you have to work for that.
Yep.
It's not just going to get paid for you, so.
Well,
I don't care what he makes right now, because he's a kid. It's not like he really needs the money.
Mm-hmm.
I just, my wife's like, he should quit and get one that's paying him $15 an hour. I'm like, I don't think it's really about that. I think more importantly, it's about what he's learning. Because mm-hmm. when I was working at Pizza Hut, my second job, or even before that, let's talk about that grocery store, Storehouse Markets. They went under because of labor, child labor laws that they broke. Mm-hmm. But they were paying me $4.15 an hour.
Yeah, I made, I think, look, when I started Taco Bell, I think it was like four something.
Ridiculous.
I probably made like $4.75 at Taco Bell.
But I mean, back then that wasn't terrible. But well, I remember the minimum wage was written on there as $5.15 an hour. So they were paying me less than minimum wage.
Minimum wage when I worked wasn't even $5. It was like
$4.75. Yeah. But I tell you, I was starting at $4.15 when the minimum wage was $4.75. And I was like, are you kidding me? So they started paying kids less money,
mm-hmm.
and they overworked them. Because, like, they would tell me, they would lay down a pallet that was completely full, like, as tall as me, and say, you can't go home until that pallet is done, and you've distributed everything and stocked the shelves with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, but I have homework.
Yeah.
And they didn't let me go, literally. No, I would start my shift, it was supposed to be 3 to 6, and I didn't leave sometimes until, like, 8 or 9.
Yep.
Because that's when I finished.
Yep.
I'm like, this is, you can't do this to kids. Like, I got homework to do. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's what's going on, I think, with, like, the wage. But, yeah, inflation is crazy.
I know, yeah. I hope that they put, you know, that they increase the disability wages and stuff, too.
Yeah, that needs to be looked at, probably.
I mean, it sucks for me because, you know, I'm going blind and I need it. Because I'm legally blind in both eyes right now, so, not like I can really do much work.
Could you do some work that is on computers? That
not really.
Because, like, you look at computers.
Yeah.
Play games.
But like, here's the thing. I can't, like, read the text and stuff in games.
Really?
Yeah.
So
I can't see a lot of this stuff in games clearly anymore.
But if you increase the font size, you could. Because, like, on a computer...
The problem is a lot of those aren't going to increase the font size to what I need.
But, like, on a computer, you can do the zoom. Like, you can zoom in pretty close.
Yeah, right. Well, I just sit real close to my computer, yeah.
Most applications that companies use now are cloud-based anyways, or web-based.
Yeah.
So, like, practically everything that I'm working with at Adobe right now is all online. It's all on their website.
But the problem is a lot of companies don't also want to have to pay the money to get people like me equipment and stuff that they need, so...
Oh, they have to. Right, but you're right, like... That's the thing, is they're supposed to be equal opportunity employers, and they cannot.
Oh, but they will. They like, will.
And if they do, and you have proof of that, then you can nail them, dude.
Yeah.
You actually can.
Well, Converge just fired me because I got sick.
They can't be doing that.
No, they did.
And so, like, you could get proof from your doctor, and you could sue them.
Yeah, the problem, well, they... The problem is Converge just lies to the state. Like, they lied to the state.
They're terrible.
Like, the worst. When I worked for them, I tried to get unemployment one time because I worked for them once, and my project got shut down, and I lost my job. And I tried to get unemployment, and the unemployment said, well, Convergys said you quit. I called Convergys and said, what was the reason for me quitting? They're like, oh, the computer shows that your program was closed.
So, like, you guys let me go. That's different than being fired.
Yep. But they told the state I quit.
Yeah, that's
so it's stuff like that, you know, like those companies, big companies will lie. Hopefully I won't get sued now because I mentioned Converges, but whatever.
Well, I've talked about my companies and nothing happens.
Yeah.
As long as you don't tell any sensitive information.
No.
You can talk smack about companies. We talk smack about Blizzard all the time.
Yeah. But then again, we don't work for Blizzard, so, or have worked for Blizzard, but who knows? I don't know. I mean,
you worked for that company, but you don't work there anymore.
No. But that's, I don't know.
I did talk bad about Oracle while I worked there a lot.
Yeah.
No, I would say good and bad. Like, Oracle's a good company, but, like, they also have issues. And they're so big that sometimes those bigger companies start losing sight of what's most important, I feel like. Just like we were talking about, like, they're more focused on the stocks of their business. Mm-hmm. Like, they're focused on how well their company's health that way, money-wise, not the people. See, like, the company I'm working for now, they have the completely opposite perspective. Like, it's all about the people and making them happy. Speaking of which, they have an arcade down below. It's awesome. Like,
is it like actual arcade games or just like
they got the Mario Kart sit-down games, four of them, and then they've got skee ball and they got the basketball and they have a game room called the Cave, and it's got like 20 or 30 Alienware computers set up and networked, and you can just play games.
What's funny is when I first started Convergys, they used to have a lab that was just networked up for video games that you could play after your shift or before your shift.
Did people actually do it? Like, was there time for it? Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they let you do it before or after your shift. So,
I see. Like, Adobe's like more like chill. Like, if you're getting your work done, then go take a break. And they're just really like, it's like a work hard, play hard environment. Mm-hmm. And so, like, they're just really cool about all that. I went into the office for my first time because now with COVID, they're finally opening things. But it's like, you have to fill out a questionnaire saying that you don't have COVID. Mm-hmm. And then you can go in.
Every day you have to go get, like, blood work done.
No.
Have to do, like, fecal samples. And it's like, here you go.
Yeah, they just take your word for it. Like, and then you just show them that you completed the form. And no one has to wear a mask if you don't want.
Yeah.
That's what's cool. I like that. I
hope this isn't political, but have you heard about the people who are buying, like, fake coronavirus, like, vaccination cards?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, apparently...
But no one's really doing checks on vaccination cards.
Yeah, well...
I wish that was happening more.
Yeah, but apparently there's...
That would probably happen more. Yeah. Like, the fake cards would be more of a thing.
Yeah. Apparently that's an industry.
It's not that hard to imitate. I mean, here, I'll pull mine out. It's just this little card, and
yeah, I got mine.
All it is what they signed each time. It just shows Moderna on my first and second visit.
Mine's Pfizer.
Yeah, I mean, this wouldn't be that hard to you could just grab one of these cards if it were sitting there, take a few, and then sell them on the black market.
Well, not even that. You could just like Xerox your card.
You just have to make sure it's
just
on the
touch up the
same kind of.
Like, yeah, it needs like to be cardboard like stock or whatever.
Not hard to do. Just have a woman like write it nicer, you know, like so it looks like a nurse did it. And then change the writing the second time with a different pen. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wouldn't be hard.
Yeah. Well, even then, if you just scan it in, all you got to do is just kind of Photoshop everything out. Like Photoshop
need,
all the writing.
They need to have
out
a better way for these. Like, and well, furthermore,
some,
it's like, what?
Some states actually put them online. There's like a little barcode you can scan.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
And then they do that.
I heard that along with, like, Apple's doing some sort of identification thing where it's going to have, like, your driver's license on there. And, like, so you wouldn't even really need that stuff with you anymore. You could, and they could do this, too, like, your vaccination. And then you just show it to them or you scan it or, like, uses NFC when you're in close proximity. Mm-hmm. Kind of like, you know, when you do the touch pay and stuff.
I don't really do touch pay. I don't know.
I love it. With my watch.
I still like physical stuff.
Look at that, like, man. You know, I got my cards, and you just beep.
I still love like it. A lot of the physical stuff. I don't know.
Well, but with COVID, though, this is, like, the best thing you can do, man. Like, touchless. No one takes your card. I can see that. Well,
yeah, but...
I don't know why it's not more of a thing. Like, I know people have their hang-ups, but it's totally secure. Like, very secure.
It is until someone... Well, nothing's totally secure.
Isn't it harder
not putting a conspiracy copy that than
I give this card to a waitress, and she goes back into a room with it, and she can take my card and do whatever she wants with it for 5 minutes.
You're right.
That's sketchy, man.
She can, like, put the card in her mouth, stick it back out, give it to you.
What I've heard is, like, that's why they don't have those numbers sticking out anymore. Because they used to, some people would literally take a piece of paper and just rub it. Yeah. Do a rub right there just and then.
Rub it out.
And then write down that code. You got the code right there in your hand.
Yep, in the back.
Holy crap. How much less secure can you be?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why I use touch pay whenever I can, man.
Works for you. I don't know.
Like, you know when you go to the restaurants now, like, and they've got that little kiosk, like.
Yeah.
Control touchpad thing. I'm always paying on that thing.
Yeah, because
it's like,
neat.
Dude, it was boom, done.
I don't like how in restaurants they have like a QR code for the menu. I miss the old.
Oh menus. Yeah, I don't like that either. The QR, yeah, I don't want a virtual menu.
Yeah,
but that, you know, that's because of COVID. Like,
yeah,
less people touching the same menu.
Yep,
it made sense, but I've seen more of them opening up where they don't have that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Blizzard, like, going back to that, was there anything else you were wanting to get?
Oh, did I mention that they were shredding the documents?
Yeah,
okay.
I think you did. But, like,
yeah,
who is? And how? And what?
Don't know. Apparently, there's just information coming out that people from Blizzard were...
They're frantically throwing all these papers and shredders. And
yep. Pretty much. From at least what it sounds like is that's what they were doing.
Like HR reports and stuff?
Yep.
From the women?
Yep, that's what it sounds like that they were doing was just, it's like, we have all these reports that the state can use against us, let's put them through the shredder.
That's so sketchy.
I don't know,
Maybe it's happening, maybe not.
Yeah, again, like, a lot of this is alleged, but there's a lot of people coming out saying, you know...
It could totally happen.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, it's alleged, but a lot of people are coming out saying that this is what happened to me when I worked there. This exact same stuff happened.
It's not that far-fetched if a person says, like, oh, I reported some sexual harassment, but nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what else do you need? Like,
yeah.
I mean, you think that they're lying? You think everybody who's saying that is lying about it?
Mm-hmm.
But it's 1,000 people saying it.
Yeah.
I don't think that 1,000 people are all going to lie about that. Maybe some of them. Mm-hmm. They're joining the boat, right? They'll be like, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But I bet, you know, that if that many people have complained about it, there's something weird going on there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like with celebrities where, you know, like, it comes out where it's like, oh, they, you know...
Yeah. Like, Bill Cosby molested
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it's like, okay, like, one person said it, okay, could be true, couldn't be, but when this is, like, your 15th person...
They're like, well, now that they did it, I feel more comfortable telling them about me. Because if you're the only... It goes both ways, because if you're one of the people who got molested by that person, or just sexually harassed, like, on the job...
Yeah.
Then you're kind of... You're afraid of getting retaliated against.
Yep.
So, like, you don't really want to speak up. It's mm-hmm. it's sketchy, man. That'd be scary. Think about it. Like, one woman coming mm-hmm. to the news and saying that. You're yep. now in the public eye, and people are looking at you, and they're like, really? Some people aren't going to believe you, and you're going to be ridiculed.
Yeah, well, a lot of people just believe that people are their characters on TV. You know, it's like... This guy, he played a wholesome dad on a TV show. He can't be a monster.
Yeah. He's like that in the studio when he's making it. He's nice and you know, and maybe they are. Some people are true to their character, like, in real life, but some aren't. And they can put on a facade.
Even good people can do horrible things, you know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. People need to be... If allegations are made, then they should be taken seriously.
Yep.
But, yeah, that's Blizzard anyway. That's
What else
was on here?
We talked about some Dreamcast, some Blizzard.
I was going to talk about MacBook because I went to a Mac now at mm-hmm. my new job. And at first I was like, okay, I don't know if this is the right choice. Like, so when I still... was interviewing, or not interviewing, but I had the offer. My boss, my yet-to-be boss, was like, do you want a Mac or do you want a PC? I'm like, that is a hard decision because I want to go Mac, but then I'm like, I have all these tools that I'm used to. I've been on a PC, on a Lenovo laptop since 2012. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, there's things I do in Windows that I just know I'll have a hard time figuring out on a Mac.
Yeah.
And so that part of me was like, I want to stay on Windows. But then I asked him, I'm like, how many people are on Mac and Windows? And he's like, it's like 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, in that case, let's go Mac.
Yeah, hey.
I'm like, it's time for a change.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. And honestly, at first, I was thinking maybe I made a mistake because I was like, crap. But long story short, I found different tools to do the same kinds of things for practically everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in a good spot now and like got all my equipment, like my dock. The dock wasn't working right because like I have a ThinkPad Lenovo dock that's like a Thunderbolt 3, you know, and you plug in the Thunderbolt and everything's transmitted through that. And when I plugged in my MacBook to it, it did a Mac version of a blue screen of death. Which is, you know how that happens? It instead of being a blue screen where it like has a QR code and blunt, gives you an error, it just goes, the fan goes, and then it turns off. Your Mac just turns off.
Huh.
I'm like, whoa, even Macs have blue screens. It's not the same, but it's very rare. That's the first time I've ever seen it happen on a Mac.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it doesn't, but that happened because it did not like that Lenovo dock when I tried to do... Apparently, like, it didn't like two display ports at the same time on my huge monitors. I've heard that, like, it worked with two, but it mirrored them. And I was like, that's... I don't want mirrored displays. I want them extended. And so I played around with it, and it was like, eh, and then it blued screen. And I Googled it, and they're like, no, you can't do it with Lenovo's docks. They just... They don't like Macs. I'm like, okay, well, what am I supposed to do? I tried one display port and one HDMI, and that didn't work either. And it blue screened on that. So I'm like, all right. So I start looking around, and they let, like, my company let me expense $500 for equipment. So I just got a new dock with that.
Mm-hmm.
One that I knew said it was compatible with the MacBook. So that worked great. And
that's cool.
Now I've got all the setup, got a new Logitech mouse and keyboard. It worked great. Like, the mouse has the buttons on it to, like I have it doing different things. So it's, like, a quick action. Copy or paste. Like, take a screenshot of, like, a region. I love that feature.
That's cool.
Yep, and horizontal scroll on it. It's a good mouse. Mm-hmm. I really like that mouse. Do you use Logitech stuff?
I have a Logitech mouse somewhere.
I like Logitech. I really like their keyboards and mice. Your next mouse should be a Logitech.
Dude. I'm sticking with the Microsoft.
You like the wired, don't you?
Yeah. Well, the mouse I have, it's one of the old Microsoft like laser mice.
Yeah.
It's just the positions of the button fit me real well. I've never found a mouse that has done the same.
These newer ones, the MX Masters, they're so comfortable. I think like it's ergonomic. So like you can rest your thumb like on a part of the mouse, and it's just. Takes some getting used to at first, but like just like anything, you get used to it after a while. Yeah. And like I have the split keyboard. For a lot of people, are like super anti ergonomic keyboards. I love them. I think they're great because they position your wrists in the natural way. That's why people get carpal tunnels because they kink their wrists by using classic keyboards. You're actually straining your wrists by making them straight because your arms go in at an angle.
Yep.
So you want to type this way, you know, and I know the listeners can't see it, but they get the idea, you know, that's why those keyboards split out like that. It's more ergonomic. And so I like that keyboard. I got this new Logitech Ergo keyboard. It's called the Ergo K480 or something like this. Something like that. It's a great keyboard. Love it. I like the clickety clack keys. I know you got the bigger ones that are like deep keys.
Mine's mechanical, yeah.
Yeah, my wife's the same way. She had to get that kind on her Mac, like, she has an iMac, and it's, like, the kind like yours that, like, glows, and she can change settings, and, like, the keys go, like, rainbow-colored across different settings. So, I'm just into, like, the simple, like, these smaller, like, chiclet keys, I like to call them that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yep, so, like, I got all this gear, or I got two 4K monitors, Samsung monitors, for my office setup. So, I'm excited to see those, to play around with those.
Yeah.
Because my MacBook is, like, a high resolution. Like, it's pretty... They call it Super Retina display, but, like, what resolution is that? It's like 4K, basically.
They're, like, 640 by 480.
Whatever it is, it's like 3,900 by... 2,500 or something like that. I don't know. Whatever it is, it's like 4K basically, and the monitors I'm getting are like 4K. So,
the best part is like Super Nintendo resolution's like postage stamp size on that.
Oh man. Oh yeah, and so I was watching a video about Ocarina of Time that this guy thinks it's coming to the Switch, and I know you don't love that idea, but
no, I just want, you know, like. The thing is to me, I bought a Switch to play new games. I didn't buy a Switch to play, like, all my 20-year-old games. And I know, again,
some people did, Tyson, because they want to play them portably.
Yeah.
Like, bring them on the
go. I know I'm in a different situation than other people, but no other generation has kind of really been like that, where everyone's like, oh, we got to have all this old stuff.
They must be doing it for a reason, though. It must be selling.
Yeah.
I mean, people like me are buying it. Like, for example...
You bought the Quake stuff.
I bought Quake recently on the Switch, and... I mean, $9.99 is a small price to pay for me.
Yeah.
And I already had $5 of credit, so I'm like, why not? So I only had to pay, like, $4.77 for that game. And it's totally worth it to me. Like, there's some cool options in that game. And I went and played a deathmatch.
Yeah.
Because they have, like, this awesome setup. Like, you can play cross-play on the new Quake. I could tell people were really good. They were probably on a mouse and keyboard. I'm like, that was not as fun. So I went and switched it so that it's only people with controllers. You can make it that way. And I played them, and they were easier. I was defeating more of them. But it was fun. Like, I could start my own room and battle. It's got servers rolling. And it's the original Quake. That's pretty legit.
Yeah.
Brings me back, man, because, like, I used to play that in high school. There was a networking class.
Yep.
Like, 20 computers were networked together.
Yeah, well, they had a couple different computer classes that all had their own, like you said, like 30 computers.
And we were supposed to be doing our assignment or homework.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody would, when the teacher was all the way across the room, it was a huge lab. Like, the classroom was up there in the front, and then there was probably 30 feet in between there and the computers in the back. And, like, we would all be back there, and he thought we were doing our work. He probably wasn't that dumb. He probably knew we were playing Quake.
Quake or Warcraft 2 was...
Warcraft 2 was on all those.
Was another big one.
Yeah. People would network that and play, like, five players in one map. And yeah, that was fun.
One of my friends was a big reason how those got onto the computers. He had, like, the crack games.
Oh, I was too. I had the disc of it, Quake.
He didn't even have
the
disc. He brought his zip drive in.
Yeah.
He just took his zip drive up.
They would wipe them sometimes. Like, they didn't have that ghost program that would do it every day automatically, but I think they had to, like, go in and remove them. So once in a while, Quake would be uninstalled again, and then we would have to go and put it back on.
Yep.
Good times. So fun. Like, most of the kids in that class would play with a mouse and keyboard. Or would play with just the keyboard, and I would play with a mouse and keyboard. And I would dominate at that game. I would have, like, 20 kills, and everybody else would have, like, 3 or 4. You're like, how are you so good, Justin? I'm like, I'm using the mouse, dude.
Yeah.
I hate the mouse. I'm like, well, get used to it, and you can flip around real fast.
Better pinpoint control.
Yeah. It's way better. Because, like, I would adjust it so I could have the look around, and I could just... Quake was different than Doom, because... You had to aim now up and down.
Yeah, well, Quake was like full 3D.
Yeah. Like
Doom was a lot of tricks.
Just used the linear thing. Yeah. So, I mean, it was fun for what it was, but... And Doom still is great. Like, I love playing the original still. Oh, but
I still think I don't know how popular this is, but I've always enjoyed Doom 2 more than the original Doom.
Oh, they're both great, but yeah, Doom 2 is classic, man. It's a great game.
But funny enough, when I played Doom, like I only play like the first episode.
Oh, really?
Which is like the first, what, like 6 or 7 maps? Yeah. Because that's Doom to me. Like, the first episode is Doom. The other one,
I don't think I've ever even beat the other ones, to be honest. Some of them got tricky.
Yeah.
Some of those
I've maps. I've beaten Doom on the Atari Jaguar when I got it for that.
The first Doom?
Uh-huh.
Well, I beat it on the 32X back in the day. I don't know if it had all the episodes, though.
No, I think there was a bug. I don't know if it was a bug or if they just didn't put the episodes in there.
I think it had like 3 of the episodes or something.
Well, it didn't have all the... The 32X one's weird. Because it didn't have the full set of maps.
It was missing something, yeah.
And again, I don't know if they just didn't put them in there.
But I think I beat it on the PlayStation as well. Like, yeah. And that had like everything.
Yeah.
It had Doom 1 and 2.
PlayStation was so good.
Yeah, that was a good version.
That's like... For its time, one of the best console versions of Doom you could get at the time.
And even when I went back and played it, I was still impressed by the frame rate and everything.
Yeah, like it's funny how like the PlayStation, the 32X, and the Jaguar versions of Doom held up.
Yeah, they did. What about the 3DO version, Tice? Come on.
Oh, that stuttering mess.
Oh, that was bad.
Yeah.
Terrible. So, yeah, that guy thinks that Ocarina of Time could be coming over to the Switch because Nintendo basically has been releasing a Zelda game every year.
Yeah.
But, like, what's the next one? This guy's whole reasoning is that Nintendo basically denies that they're even making one. Like, mm-hmm. They denied that Skyward Sword would even come out, and then it did.
Yeah.
And that's this guy predicted that it would. So yeah. He's predicting that Ocarina of Time is being made right now,
mm-hmm.
You know, for the Switch, and Nintendo probably does that for the element of surprise. They like
well,
to do that.
It also could be because at the time they didn't have the project going at the time.
What they probably have is half a project as a backup, like, yeah. And then maybe they scrap them sometimes. You know, like let's do Skyward Sword instead of Twilight Princess this time,
yeah.
And maybe we can keep that project on the back burner. Just put it on hold. All you developers, mm-hmm. Come over here and we'll work on this now.
Well, the thing is, with video games, there's a lot of stuff we never see.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of projects just get partially made, and then it's like, for some reason, they just don't get finished.
Did you see that conversation we were having? This might be getting a little political, but I guess you're not really on the main channel anymore.
No, right? I don't. But the politics and the religion... I just kind of left the general channel for that.
Did you leave it, or is it just blocked? You just don't open it?
I just don't open it.
Okay.
I've got it grayed out, so it doesn't, like, update
or
anything.
You just muted it.
Yeah.
There was a conversation happening, which I thought was pretty interesting, that Brian brought up, which was, like, how violent development of violent video games is, like, impacting the developers a lot.
Yeah,
there's, like,
does.
These reports, and, like, some of them are having to get counseling.
Yeah. What happens is a lot of developers get PTSD and stuff.
Because they have to watch these actual videos of violent things happening.
Yeah, it's violent videos.
Because
images.
They want to make the explosion of that thing realistic looking.
Yeah, like I've heard it's like that with like Mortal Kombat and stuff.
Yeah.
I heard about it might have been Eternal Champions for Sega CD. I can't remember exactly. It might be that game.
That one had some pretty bad
fatalities. I want to say it might have been that game, but like one of the developers, again, it might be for that game, was talking about how like to design some of the characters, they were like, okay, here's a bunch of these porno magazines from like Germany. Get like some character designs out of them. They're like, okay.
What?
Yeah.
Because they wanted it to be like realistic looking, or
well,
like...
you know. Yeah, well, not really realistic.
They
but
weren't
like,
nude
with,
in the game.
No.
So like,
but a lot of it is, you know, how, like, weird fetish outfits can be, stuff like that. So that was the thing. It was like, here's, like, this fetish magazine. Use it to design some weird character.
I would
character.
Think that's how they created Ivy on
Probably.
Soul Calibur.
Yeah.
And Voldo?
Voldo, yeah.
He's weird looking.
Well, Voldo straight up just humps the air, you know?
Weird. Does some weird motions. And he's got, like, these swords attached to his hands, like Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, he's got the
with,
blades.
With, like, this tape thing over his mouth or something.
Dude, it's like a gag in his mouth, Justin, you know?
A creepy dude, man.
Yeah.
He's like a cross between a guy who's in a psychiatric center and Edward Scissorhands or something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, I thought that was interesting. They were in that conversation, and they're like, Brian was saying, we, you know, don't really get that effect from it, but the people who are making the games are.
Yeah.
So, like, is it really worth it, he's saying, for, like, society? And I'm like,
well, the answer is no, but people want their entertainment, so, like, again, people really don't care how the sausage is made, you know?
Yeah, I guess the same could be said of, like, in a butcher shop, like,
yeah,
you want to eat the meat, but you don't really want to.
You don't want to see how. It. Yeah, you don't want to see how the cow lived, you know?
Yeah.
You just want.
I couldn't work in a butcher shop.
No.
Dude, just I think I've seen like a documentary like that showed even just a little bit of like how they hang and cut the cows and like slit their throats and then they drain them and
yeah. Yeah, I've seen documentaries for like the chicken industry and it's just sad.
They try to be humane, but I just still think that's. I don't know. Well, we eat a lot of chicken and a lot of beef, so, like, you know, they've got to keep doing that, but at the same time, like, maybe we're going overboard with how much we eat.
It's just sad, because I've seen, like, the chicken industry where, like, the males just get tossed away. They get, like, the male chickens.
Oh.
Will get, like, tossed down a chute that just grinds them up, kills them.
They don't keep the roosters and eat them?
No.
Because they don't have breasts.
Yeah.
But they have thighs and legs, and we could still eat their meat.
You know, they...
It's not very good meat.
Yeah, but people want the female chickens. Like, the female chickens lay eggs, the female, you know...
But you could still eat the roosters. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, they'll just, like, toss the male ones away, keep the females, and it's like, man...
Well, you can keep the roosters to keep mating and stuff. Like, why throw them away?
Well, the thing is they're getting them just as they hatch, so to them, it's just... Well, they're male, just chuck them.
Oh, you're talking about new hatchlings.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what's sad, too, is, like, it's a new hatchling, and they just toss it down the chute so it gets grinded up. That's its life.
Jeez.
It's like,
what a world we live in, where we just process animals like that. Like, I'm not trying to get all political and, like, liberal and stuff.
But it's true, I mean...
I wouldn't want to work in
those places. I couldn't work in those places.
Yeah. I mean, even ask some conservative, hey, you want to go slit some cows' throats and watch their blood drain? And
no.
Well, even if you're making six figures, are you sure you don't want to do that? I don't think that's my dream job, dude. Like, dealing with bloody murder and killing of animals.
At a certain point, you'll get, like, desensitized or whatever it is.
Desensitized?
Yeah, desensitized.
I'm sure you would. Like, it's just your job after a while.
Yep.
I mean, but cutting open that cow and like letting his guts spill out and then skinning him, and it's just, I mean, yeah, people do that all the time, like for hunting. Like, if you were in a survival situation, you wouldn't really, but if you're doing that all day, just every day, just like another cow.
Yep. Again, it's just like people don't want to see how the sausage is made; they just want the sausage.
Yeah, the pork bacon is so good though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not dogging on. You know, people like meat. I eat meat. So
I eat meat like every day.
Just saying, it's kind of sad how that had to happen.
Yeah, well, you're just saying that we could treat these animals better. That's all we're saying is, you know, we could do things better.
We could. We could try to eat less meat. But, I mean, for those who are LDS, like, even if you're not, but, like, I know people who aren't LDS, and they are cutting back on meat big time, like, because science is finding that meat isn't the best for you. Like,
no. It's, well, red meat's not,
red
definitely.
Meat, yeah, precisely. Like, that's what we're overdoing it with, mainly, is just lots of beef, and we like it rare, you know, like, and people just love their barbecuing and their slow roasting and their smoking of their meats.
Yep.
And it's just, we can go overboard, I think. I'm not trying to get all political on this, but...
I've always wondered how we've been able to keep up. I mean, look at all the fast food joints that serve meat. And chicken. Jeez, and pork. And
like
today we went to a burrito place, you know?
And think of all the meat that they had in there.
Yep. And that's just that one place. And then, like, right across the street there was McDonald's.
Yeah, and if you think about how much is probably getting wasted at each one of those restaurants every day.
Yeah.
How much meat did they prepare and didn't actually sell or use?
Well, even then, how many people ate just, like, 2/3 of the hamburger.
Yeah, and they throw their hamburger away. Kids. My kids never eat their whole meal.
Yeah. My sister's kids are like that.
Oh my gosh, I think it's just all kids. I mean, there's some of my kids will do it, but I have picky kids that just never eat all their food.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dude, you are my daughter. You know, and now I'm saying the things my parents said to me.
Yep.
Your eyes are bigger than your stomach, you know?
Yep.
Yep, there it is. I'm saying it. I'm a dad, that's for sure. And, like, because she got herself a bowl of oatmeal and toasted 3 slices of bread. And the 3 slices of bread were still there and half the bowl of oatmeal. And she leaves it.
Yep.
My kids will, like, get the food and then they leave the table and forget that they had food there.
I do that with my drinks all the time.
Well, drinks, that's one thing. Like, you can put that back in the fridge, but the food goes stale, it goes bad, and then they're like, I'm not eating that. It's mushy now.
Yeah. Well, I'm picky like that with food, too. Like, I hate, like, bread that's wet. Like, I cannot do, like, moist bread.
Well, or, like, their cereal. They'll pour a bowl of cereal that's, like, this big. It's, like, overflowing. Mm-hmm. And, like, then they leave. And it's soggy in 10 minutes, and they're like, I don't want that.
Then the milk spoils.
And then the cat's going up. We have cats, so if they see a bowl of milk, even if it has cereal in it, man, they're licking that up.
Yeah.
That bowl of milk is gone.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Crazy how we become our parents. It's like, I'm never going to be like my dad. And it's like, I'm like my dad.
I'm so a dad. I'm saying all the same things. Make a mess, clean it up. That was my dad's famous thing. And I say it all the time to my kids.
Yep.
Because it's just, it boggles my mind, like, how they can destroy and just wreck a place and then walk away.
Because they're kids, you know?
Just walk away. Like, you left that destruction and you didn't think anything of it. You just said, that mess can stay there. Someone else will deal with it.
Yeah, exactly. And walk away.
I don't feel like I was ever that way as a child. Maybe a really little
child. Everyone was.
A really little child. I'm talking about my older teenagers do this.
Oof.
Now, that is messed up.
Yeah.
Like, I thought we've had talks about this enough. Like, but they're not seeing it. They're not getting it. Like, and their rooms, like, they're never putting away their clothes. I'm just like, you know what? I'm reaching a point where I'm not going to put away your clothes for you. My mom will do the laundry, and she'll put your clothes in your room, but you go in their room and, like, you can't even walk on the carpet.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still bad at that. Like, there's times where I also have, like, shirts on my bed. But then I just keep them there.
Oh, this isn't your room where you sleep and stuff, so.
Oh, I sleep in this room, yeah.
But where's all your clothes, like?
In my bedroom. Huh.
But you don't sleep in your bedroom.
No, because my stuff is in this room, Justin.
You just sleep on... Do you sleep on this couch with, like, a blanket and a pillow?
Yeah.
Oh, so where... It's, you don't keep those.
No, okay. I keep them out here, but I just put them in my bedroom when
you have parties.
Okay. Yeah.
Or hangouts.
Yep.
This can be called a party if we want.
Yeah, right? Two people's a party. Yeah.
Anything more than one? Well, it can even be a party when it's just you, Tice.
Yeah.
I'll bet you're partying down here all the time.
As
I leave, the like lasers turn on and like.
Yep. The smoke machine fills up the room. Disco ball, lasers.
You got the techno going.
The big boob robots come out. It's great, Justin. It's great.
Okay, well, where are you storing those?
You know, they're hidden away.
They're Manny's?
Yeah. No.
Oh, man. So, what else? Oh, there was one other thing I thought I had here on my list. Oh, I already picked out the Dreamcast games.
Yeah. And I did mention I played the Dreamcast, right? Man, I swear I'm getting older and my memory's gone.
You did. You told us that you had been playing it for, like, the last, month, I think?
Yeah. Like, every day I go out and get something, like a drink out in the garage, I have to check, like, 4 times to make sure I shut the fridge door. Even though I did! My brain's like, you should check. I'm like, okay, I checked.
It's called getting old, Tice.
Yeah.
Once you're above 40, like we are, it's downhill from here.
Yep.
I thought it was 50 that we were going to start losing our minds, but I guess these things are happening earlier now.
I blame Asperger's.
Why not? Well, so you've been playing lots of Dreamcast.
I also played Godfall on the PS5. I beat that.
Oh,
between
yeah?
the past podcast, yeah.
I don't know much about that game.
It's an action game, but with like Diablo style loot. Or not really Diablo, but more like World of Warcraft loot.
Have you heard of Minecraft Dungeons?
Yeah.
My kids are playing that because, like, my son got it for a birthday gift and from his friend next door. And it's like Diablo for Minecraft.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finding out. Kind of cool. Like, they go hack and slash and the dungeons, and it's just Minecraft-y looking.
Yep. I got big into Minecraft through a demo. I got, like, a...
Oh, you played it?
Yeah, I got the demo through, like, a magazine I subscribed to. I used to subscribe to PC Gamer, and they had a demo once with it.
Mm-hmm.
I played that demo for, like, weeks.
It can be a fun game.
And then I finally bought the game, and it's like I maybe played the game, like, 5 hours.
Wow. Well, I played... I had a time when I played that game on my iPhone a lot.
It's like, a cool game.
It was the mobile version, but it was, like, fun. Like, so, like, we were... playing, I was playing it with two of my kids, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So we just got really into it, and we're teaming up, building things, and we built like several mansions and houses and towers, and played. I don't like to play it on, what's it called, where you can do anything, creative mode. Mm-hmm. I don't like creative mode.
You want the enemies and stuff.
I like survival. I like feeling like there's a challenge, mm-hmm. and like I gotta. Like build my way up and survive.
Mm-hmm.
That's more fun to me. It feels like a real game that way.
It's
otherwise
crazy.
It just feels like just a builder game, like this, just do whatever you want, and I don't love that.
It's crazy, like if you go back and play the old versions, like the demo I have is like a real old version, and you play it now and you have to like eat food and stuff. You didn't really have to do that in the old version. You just had to
the
eat
game
to, like,
has evolved into something entirely different than what it was.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive, actually. I mean, how long has Minecraft been around?
It's been, like, I think a good decade, maybe.
At least. Because it was made by Mojang, but then Microsoft bought them, like, 5 years ago?
Something like that, say. Well, the game was in, like, a beta or alpha state for, like, forever.
And then it was open source, and everybody could do what they want, too. Not open source, but, like,
it
they
went,
have APIs
like,
and stuff that you can add stuff to it. People do their own thing to it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what's funny is, like, people have, like, recreated, like, 8-bit CPUs in that game.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's you like, can put on, like, skins and packs and stuff and make it what you want. It's pretty cool. My kids are pretty into it. They'll play with their friends. They come over and we have it on the Wii U and we have it on the Switch. And it's fun because they can play 4-player locally and they can...
Oh, how long have we been podcasting for?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. An hour and 17.
Hour? We should probably call it.
I'm good with that, unless you have anything else to discuss. Let me think. One last, like, overview. Something super urgent or important, which I can't think of. I'm still playing Skyward. You didn't really talk... Well, I guess we did talk about the games we're playing right now.
Yeah, I've just been playing the Dreamcast like it's 1999, baby.
I haven't had much time because of my new job. Like, I'm just training a lot. But, like, I want to keep playing Skyward. I want to get through that. But my son, who was also playing, he started school, and I am at a new job, so it's like neither of us are playing it that much right now.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to,
so your wife's playing it while she's home?
I wish. I actually wish my wife would play, like, some of those games. The only game I could get her to play on my Switch was Jeopardy. We got Jeopardy, and she had fun with that. But
that's cool.
And I got her to play Stardew Valley for, like, 10 minutes once. That was it. And, like, if I ask her about playing at all, like, she'll just get, like, agitated with me, and I'm like, she's like, why do you want me to play so bad? I'm like, I just want you to, like...
Man, I
want to
share some interests.
Yeah, like, I want you to see why I like this and, you know, share the fun is all. And she doesn't see that. She doesn't enjoy it like I do. So that's okay. Everybody's different, right?
Yep.
And not really to be sexist, but, like, I would say guys have an easier time being interested in video games than... women, but there are plenty of women out there that like it and enjoy it. That's definitely a stereotype, but like...
But it's also kind of true because the industry has not been kind to women.
Right.
You know?
Look at all the games that like are kind of geared towards boys.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, the women that like are not wearing much, and
yep.
So it's pretty clear that, and the violent stuff, like, what, most women don't love all that killing and shooting and blood and guts, and I mean, at least the women I know, there must be some, a whole world of different women out there that I don't know
if
they're into that, but I know there are girls that like that, so I just wish I could at least get her to play something with me, like,
you got her to play Jeopardy, Justin, come on.
That's not really a video game. It's like a game. It's a board game. It's a.
Did it have like Alex Trebek as the host, or did it just have some like
that version doesn't.
Guy? Oh.
I know. Yeah. I don't know why they didn't put Alex in there.
Yeah.
It's too bad he's dead now.
Yep.
But what a
way to end the podcast, Justin.
Well, we've been watching a lot of those repeat episodes.
Yeah.
Of Jeopardy, and like, dude. How long did he have that show? I think it went on for like...
decades.
40 years or something? 30?
I remember him hosting the show when I was a kid, so...
Yeah. Go back and watch a YouTube of the first season of it, and you'll see, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, crazy.
Yeah, well, that's been Tyson and Friends, episode 23.
See you guys.
Yep.
Have a good day.